come to tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome back, my friend. Chef the Fat Man live at the 6th Annual North Georgia Mountain Egg Festival with the greatest eggheads in the world. Well, you can tell that Miss Francine Bryce is getting ready to put out, how do you call it, food? You call it vittles?
Vittles.
Yeah, getting ready to put out some vittles.
Did y'all eat yet? No, Jew.
Yeah, this is Francine Bryson is our special guest.
That's my people.
It is. They can communicate with you on a first-name basis. Now, tell them you cooked this for about 40 minutes on the Big Green Egg.
Yeah.
And reiterate what you got there.
Well, we got scalloped taters, we got onions, we got mushrooms, and we got the fancy word, the bechamel sauce.
Oh, please.
It's just gravy. But if you go above the Mason-Dixon line, it's bechamel sauce.
But you don't even say it right. I mean, you know.
Bechamel. I probably ain't. I'm Southern.
Well, I couldn't have guessed. Now, this is from your new cookbook.
This is the new cookbook, Country Cooking from a Redneck Kitchen. It's my second book.
And her first was huge on the baking, all the elements of baking and everything else that made her the national champion that she is. And now she's cutting up, and everybody here gets to sample. Unlike other people who come down here to put tons of food out there for you vultures to eat, we are just a simple but humble but popular radio cooking show. So whatever we cook for that, those who are lucky enough to stand around, they get to sample.
Yeah.
Everybody else gets to hear about it. So you guys obviously are the lucky ones. If you like boneless pork chops, taters...
Taters, onions, mushrooms.
Onions. Say shrooms or mushrooms?
Mushrooms.
All right. Well, I try to say I can't learn. I can't get the hang of it. Well, anyway, while she's doing that, we're going to do another little recipe. Now, we did the smoked fish dip. Now, fish dip is very popular in the panhandle of Florida, also along the coastlines. Any restaurant, mom and pop, has got a smoked fish dip. Most popular, mullet. Most people, you can't eat mullet. Mullet is great when it's smoked or fried. We did salmon because the mullet wasn't available up here. So I decided to keep it on the coastline, and I decided to do Cajun junk food. It is, if you go to any festival in New Orleans, any festival anywhere in Louisiana, probably somebody's going to have a booth making this next recipe. It's called crawfish bread. Crawfish bread. And basically, what you do is you have crawfish, butter, onions, peppers, garlic, mustard, mayonnaise, and two different kinds of cheeses.
I was bringing you something. I wasn't going to.
And basically,
well, you got here just in time, so you better get it and go.
Scoop out the middle.
I'll share that with my spouse again.
Make your.
Bye, sweetie. I'll see you in a minute.
Filling. In the pan, pour it in there, wrap it up, butter the top, roll it in foil, stick it on the egg at 350 for about 20 or 30 minutes. When it comes off, I take it out of the foil, let it crisp a little bit on the egg, and then cut it into slices. You bite into it, you get those wonderful crawfish, the two different kinds of cheeses. It just, your tongue will slap your forehead, if I do it right.
Huh?
But since I'm not the chef, you have to deal with it. So you start off with a pound of crawfish tails. Now, even in Atlanta, you can get them. Boudreaux, a very normal name down in Lafayette, Louisiana, in the environs of the Cajun country. Boudreaux and anything out of Louisiana, they do the crawfish tail meat. Right now, it's about $10-$12 a pound, depending on where you get it. The Chinese have been flooded our market with crawfish tail meat. They've dropped the price down to $6.99, $7.99. Stay away from it. You don't know where the water is that those crawfish are being raised in China.
Got to feed them.
In the swamplands and down in Lafayette and down in the environments of Karen Crow and Scott, Louisiana.
Talking about how good it is.
They know.
I don't know. I ain't heard anybody say it was any good.
They've been doing crawfish down there for centuries. So we got a bag. One pound bag will be just about right. And to that, you're going to want to add butter. Butter is a beautiful thing. Now, the best butter in the world for you, if you want to eat healthy fat, is called Kerrygold Irish Butter, unsalted or salted. Unsalted is better for you. You can eat Kerrygold because it's grass-fed cow butter. It's a bit more expensive, but you can eat it all day long. It's got the good fats, and it'll be very good for
you. You want some pork chop casserole?
So, I mean, and of course, you know, with cooking everything else, exact measurements. A little more butter. Butter's a beautiful thing. Then you use a half a cup of diced onions. Now, diced onions are one of those things. Where did I have my diced onions? I had them around here somewhere. Well, I'll find my diced onions. I thought I had them. Oh, they're right in front of me. I'm so excited about the butter in the pan, I miss the onions. Now, it calls for a half a cup. Well, you know, that's about one mitt full with me. A few more onions ain't going to hurt. Now, what you want to do is you want to saute all this stuff together and get these crawfish all. Man, when you have butter and crawfish, onions. Excuse me, I get all choked up.
That butter's just got to go.
Wow. Damn. Something is blowing in and it's killing me.
Is it your pepper?
Man. I got some right there.
I'm going to put this back here for the Bud Light guy.
Right here.
Oh, I said that live, didn't I?
There we go.
You can edit, right? I said that live.
Wow, I don't know. Wham, and it was...
Pork chop casserole.
Beautiful thing about electronics. You can edit.
He brought me some barbecue.
Now, while I was gagging off microphone... Here we are sauteing, and what you want to do is you want to get these onions till they get to a point of translucent, kind of clear. Now you can smell, I mean, crawfish is just...
Oh, a man brought me some
barbecue. I love the smell of crawfish. Hmm? When this is about the time of year where they have one of the most famous festivals in all of Louisiana, well, besides JADFest, eating festival. That's the Brobridge Crawfish Festival. It is a weekend-long celebration of the crawfish. And, I mean, these people come out, these Cajuns come out with every kind of crawfish you can make. Fried crawfish. Oh, God. Now, what I'm going to do is I want to get these to marry together. It's going to take about 10 to 15 minutes on medium-high heat. Now, I'm also going to add some garlic, minced garlic. Now, most recipes will throw the minced garlic. I think it needs a little more butter. The minced garlic, a lot of people add it at the beginning and cook it for 10 or 15 minutes. To me, it kills it. If your pan gets too hot or something gets too bad, your garlic burns. And when your garlic gets brown and toasty, you've just about burned it. And it makes it bitter. And not very tasty. So, this is cooking off. Because we're outdoors and the wind's blowing, it cooks off. So that's why it's steaming. And all that water is coming out of the butter and the crawfish. With Kerrygold, you don't get a lot of water. With grass-fed cows, you don't get a lot of water in the butter. That's one of the good things about it. Yeah, you can go into regular grocery stores. I'll tell you, Costco has a great... If you're going to ever get Kerrygold, you can buy it in bulk. You can get like 2-for-1. And you can freeze it. Because it doesn't...
With a C or a K?
K.
K. K-E-R-Y. Kerrygold.
It is Irish grass-fed butter. Now, it's hard to find the unsalted. But they use European salt, which is better than the salt we get here in the United States. Doesn't have a lot of the chemicals in it.
Is this what you wanted?
This has been sitting there. Now... You notice the onions are getting a little translucent, which is what we're looking for. I also want to get a little little mushy because this is going into a sandwich. Now, I don't get them as mushy as they will in most restaurants and most places that make this. They'll get it so that the onion, when you bite it, it's just like biting cotton. I want a little texture to my onion. I'm a texture cook. It's totally up to you.
It's blue him.
But now, I think the onions are getting right for me.
Lion.
So now it's for the garlic.
Is this what you wanted?
What's that? Yeah, look at how she did that. Tell them what you did just there. I mean, that's fun. This is where you get kids involved in cooking.
Just take them inners out and eat them.
See, I knew she'd say that. How did I know? Now, you want to add, the recipe calls for about a tablespoon. I got it right here. Now, that's about a tablespoon. I like garlic. So I'm a little generous with my garlic. If you don't like garlic, well, I do it for the health factor because, as you can tell, this temple is a salute to everything that's healthy. That's why Francine Bryson and I love each other so much. When we come back, I'm going to finish this off. We're going to slap it on the egg, and we're going to have some crawfish bread from Louisiana, baby.